It's Friday, October 27th, 2017, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. It's just 4 weeks to go to Congregation in Cong, County Mayo, and the organiser of Congregation, Owen Kennedy, is on Skype with me. Hi, Owen.
Hello, Con. How are you?
Very well. And yourself?
Wonderful.
Good. Black Knight is a sponsor again this year at Congregation. You have other sponsors as well. Let's give them a shout out.
So it's Mayo.ie, the Bank of Ireland, MKC Communications, and yourselves.
How long has it been since the first Congregation?
Well, this is the fifth year of Congregation, believe it or not. From that first experiment 5 years ago, things have grown very nicely.
And just remind us, Owen, what gave rise to this? What motivated this? What is the aim of Congregation?
So there were two things. The first one was to see, and it's based upon experience of speaking and attending conferences, and to see if you could do that knowledge transfer in a better way, that, you know, kept people engaged and everyone was there for the full day mentally rather than tuning in and out of talks. And the second part was to see if you could create a better way of people connecting with each other so that they connected with knowledge, knowing each other, and that there was a better chance of people collaborating and working together. So knowledge transfer and then connection with people so that they could do business together.
So it's a conference, Owen, or it's an unconference, or let's just kind of say for a start that you and I have been to lots of events like these. They go on all the time, and there are events where people who are involved in media, in digital marketing, in communication are trying to find the best ways to do that. Congregation is different. First of all, you don't pay for it. You can't buy a ticket for this event.
No, and that's one of the unique parts about it. So rather than ask people to fork up and pay up money, we ask people to pay in a much more valuable way, which is with their insights. Their insights that they pull together, they send in as a blog submission that goes up on the site, and then that essentially is their ticket to come and present on the day.
So, and that gives rise to the other interesting feature of it, which is that everyone is a contributor, everyone is a speaker, everyone is keynoting, if you like, at Congregation.
Exactly. So one of the unique things is that once, because everyone has produced their blog in advance, it means that once they arrive on the day, they're not focusing on trying to pull together a presentation. So their mind is set, they're arriving essentially mentally running when they get to the conference. And then on the day, we use a unique structure to ensure that everyone gets to present on the day. And the way that we do that, which is different to a normal conference where you have one person in front of the room and lots of people sitting in the back of the room, is that we break people into things called huddles, which are small groups of about 12 people, and we spread them throughout multiple venues in Cong Village. So those multiple venues range from art galleries to photography galleries to creative spaces to an old courthouse to bars to restaurants, all spread throughout Cong Village.
You mean there's no convention centre, there's no massive hall or anything like that?
Nope. And that's one of the unique things. That was the second part of the experiment, actually.
Yeah.
So the second part of the experiment was to see if a village, very similar to towns and villages around Ireland, which have multiple venues, a lot of them unoccupied, if they worked together, could they produce something that would normally require a big convention centre. So rather than one convention centre, people break up into these small groups. There's a chairperson at each, and three people speak at each of these venues, and then they rotate four times during the day.
Fantastic. Owen, it obviously works because you're still doing it. This is the fifth congregation. What have you refined over the years, or what have you found the basic concept is sound? What kind of refinements have you introduced to help it along?
So one of the big refinements is there's quite a lot of pressure on the chair. So the two things that make it run really well, because once everybody arrives and they set off, the control of it shifts to the chairs and to the people themselves. So one of the things we've refined quite a lot is the guidance to the chair people. So we give them a video that they can watch. We give them lots of written instructions, and we give them a full briefing, because they are the people who control the flow of the day. They ensure that one person doesn't hog all the limelight, and that, you know, quieter voices are heard. and that we make sure that we have, you know, there's enough time for the three talks that it doesn't get dominated by one particular topic. Because what happens is that we take a broad approach to the theme this year is innovation. So we don't want to be dominated by one innovation expert who has his particular slant that he wants to share. We want to get it from lots of diverse kind of backgrounds and lots of different approaches to that topic. So the main thing that we tweaked is the guidance of the chairperson and then also the running order to make sure that things go smoothly. Because the day passed, although it's a full day, passed extremely quickly.
Now, the original congregation and still the kernel of the event is Saturday. It's the huddles. It's what goes on in various sessions over the course of that day. But you've seen fit, Owen, in recent years to expand it. There's an excursion day, an outdoor day, or a family fun day, or whatever way you want to do it on Sunday. And then there's the Friday night in particular, where you are the guests, really, of Ashford Castle. What goes on there and how has that evolved? What's the focus of Friday night?
So curiously enough, Friday night ends up reverting back to the traditional model, which is five speakers talking to an audience. But it's in the confines of Ashford Castle and their private cinema. So it's only to an audience of 32 people. So it's still very close and immediate, which gives rise to, you know, people being able to ask questions and discuss things. So this year, lined up on Friday night, we have the inventor of Bailey's, David Luckman, who's traveling over from the UK for the event. And he's going to talk about the experience of literally sitting in a room and being given a brief to develop a new drink and kind of wondering what would happen if they poured cream into whiskey and what would happen next.
And he's got a book out about that, hasn't he? And not just Bailey's isn't the only drink he invented.
No, he's done many and he's had huge amounts. He's an innovator. He's an innovation consultant. But his talk will be quite interesting because it's based upon his 40 years experience and it's all about no-nonsense innovation and, you know, how do you get innovation to trickle through that it's not just the initial kind of idea. You know, you need to have senior management kind of bought in and how all the lessons that he's learned over the 40 years. Then we have Niamh Bushnell, who was the Startup Commissioner now from Tech Ireland, and she'll be talking about innovation and research. We have Tom Murphy, the founder of Boards.ie, who's going to talk about innovation and failure, which would be a really interesting one because, you know, sometimes the best innovations come from failing and how you turn things around. We have Alessandro Prest from LogoGrab. And he's talking about innovation and listening because the way that they innovate is that once they win a contract, they go back and analyze why they won the contract. And then they build that into how they innovate. And that's how they kind of manage now to work, go to the point where they can search for logos and any particular platforms and Snapchat all the way through. And then finally, just to show the diversity, we have Jerry Duffy talking about how he innovated his life. This is the man who went from, you know, smoker, overweight, unhappy with life, to running 32 marathons in 32 days. And he talks quite a lot about how you take responsibility for your life and how you turn things around. So that evening will be five speakers in Ashford Castle. And after that, we take people back down to Calm Village. And one of the ways that we try to break up people and stop them forming into familiar clusters of the people they know is that we'll guide them through an art workshop where they learn how to draw. So it means that people have a much easier way of just moving from one group to another. And the other thing we're trying to do is last year what happened was that there were quite a few artists there who visually recorded what they saw on the day. So this year we're hoping we'll have a lot more people, you know, just sketching kind of what they see rather than just writing down notes. And we collate all of those then after the event. So the other elements to congregation are, you've mentioned the childcare. So while the adults are busy in the village, kind of having their mind invigorated, their children will be down in the Crossroads Community Centre doing a science workshop and then a rocket making workshop. The idea being that once they meet the kids later on, that they'll both have learned new things and have new things to kind of talk about. And I think it's really important that the children are kind of involved as well, that it's not just a parent-only event. And then after, so we finish up normally around 4:30. People go off and have some to drink, they'll have some to eat, they'll get to know new people, and then we bring people back again. And we're going to do a blues harmonica session where everyone gets a harmonica, they learn how to play the harmonica, and then we all compose a tune together. So it's really good fun, and just a way of people connecting again with each other and talking to people they wouldn't have normally have spoken to. And then to round things off then on the Sunday, for people who haven't stayed up too late, we're going to do a mountain walk in up a local mountain quite close to Calm, just let people blow off the cobwebs, you know, reflect upon things that they've heard, and then meet other people that they didn't manage to meet the day before.
Now, Owen, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the theme, and I'm going to ask you about who you think that congregation is designed for, or who does it appeal to, or should it appeal to. But really, it's a case, I suppose, of people checking out congregation for themselves and finding out, is this something that I could benefit from on the last weekend of November in 2017. I guess congregation.ie is the place to start, and I suppose you have some description there, an explanation about what the theme is, and they can view 29 submissions that have been submitted for congregation so far.
They can, yeah. So we publish pretty much everything that happens around the event. So we publish, there's about 80 topics that are listed there for that we're going to have this year that people have proposed themselves. And then we've published their full submissions. We're in the process of doing that, and we're up at 29 so far. And the theme this year is innovation. We're taking a really broad approach to that, to think differently, to how do you change things. So it's not just classic tech innovation. It's innovation from the psychology of innovation, the impact of innovation, all the way through to particular innovative technologies that people kind of want to share. So we're looking, so the background of people that come is really diverse. So you have academics to business owners to innovation consultants to family makers, all the way through to farmers. So one of the great beauties about congregation is that it attracts people from a wide background, where the first year it was very focused on social media, then the next year digital media. Last year we started broadening it out more because the theme was on the future. And this year we broadened it out a little bit more. So what you get is a real diversity of topics that people want to cover, and then a real big diversity of their backgrounds. And because of that, what you see is that people come from this from very, very different, unique perspectives. But over a while, you start to see some common themes and some common issues starting to pop up. So it could be from innovating within education and the problems that they have there and the successes that they've had there, through to how businesses do it, large and small. And after a while, you start to see that, you know, common problems are evident. And then people have unique perspectives. So somebody from education could learn from somebody who is trying to innovate within banking. You know, somebody who's trying to innovate on farming could learn from a psychologist or a life coach who's talking about how do you innovate and restructure your life so that you can perform better.
Now, it's blogging your way in, as you say, the submission. You write a blog post to enter for congregation, Owen. It's not just what the person has submitted. It's also how that emerges in a conversation on the day itself. So it's hard to pick anything out at this stage, Owen, but is there anything that jumps out at you? Have you been surprised by anything that was submitted so far? Anything that you think is quirky or interesting or exciting?
So the last one that kind of came in was from Dermot Casey around the curses of innovation.
Excellent.
And it's a curious one because you have, you know, people quite often think about innovation being you know, it's obviously disruptive, you know, how do you kind of structure it? But there's a lot of other things that untold consequences, I suppose, that kind of fall through innovation as well. One of the ones I really enjoyed was another from a life coach, and he talks about innovation and rituals. So in order to kind of innovate and to perform better, you need to have, rather than working every hour that God has given you, that you need rituals built in, whether that's from Richard Branson spending 2 hours in the gym, that's how he innovates, all the way through to other top performers who might use mindfulness to, in order to kind of create rituals to, so they can innovate. Some interesting ones around innovation pioneers, new topics or new titles I didn't know existed that have kind of come up. Communication comes up quite a lot as well. You know, there's one called Innovation Problem Child and talks about, you know, we may be innovating, but if we're not communicating that within the organization, it's going to be very hard for that to kind of filter all the way through.
That's a good point. People get left behind by innovation.
People do get left behind. There's another one I'm expecting on the banking sector, which talks about how difficult it is to bring innovation all the way through the organization. So senior management might buy into it, but as it filters through the organization, suddenly risks start to pop up. So, you know, you may have a wonderful idea of how you're going to innovate within a company, but you probably haven't thought about how people are going to perceive that, i.e. the threat that could possibly pose to their position. And in certain organizations, that can be enough to block innovation actually happening because people feel threatened by it rather than embracing, which is true. There's quite a lot of life coach ones which are quite interesting about, you know, you might have an innovative idea, but getting that brought all the way through, you know, how do you execute it? How do you keep that momentum kind of going? How do you make sure that vision actually kind of happens? Some of the ones I personally really enjoyed have come from startups. One called Kissing Frogs in particular, which is rather than he's not talking about his own technology, he's just talking about what he's learned and how hard it's kind of been. So, you know, he has a wonderful idea. He goes in, he tries to sell this new spreadsheet analytics software, and he keeps getting knocked down. And it's, you know, you can keep getting knocked down and get totally dispirited, or you try to put yourself into their world and you try to, you know, reduce all the risks that they see to it. See in trying to implement it and have all those answers kind of done in advance. And it's very clever, nice little piece about how you some nice kind of guidance. Some nice interesting pieces from psychologists on, you know, innovation is a state of mind, which is quite true. And you know, people expect that you can just grab a load of people, stick them in a room and say, now be innovative, but it's not quite as simple as that, and that quite often doesn't result in the best innovation. And lots of people talking about innovation being, you know, that it's a step change. So, you know, innovation could be all rather than the one big idea is about taking an idea and then, you know, slowly innovating pieces of it. So it doesn't have to be the overarching innovation, can be just innovation by updates and kind of, you know, improving stuff that's there. And then some very fascinating ones around. There's quite a number about blockchain, interestingly enough, this year. Another kind of innovative technologies coming through and how that's likely to change not just the banking sector, but all the way through to voting.
4 weeks to go, Owen, to Congregation 2017. It's not full up yet. How do people go about signing up for it?
So it's fairly simple, but it just means that people have a little bit of advanced homework to do. So if they log on to congregation.ie, they can submit their blog proposal through the website. We vet it, make sure that it's okay. We can give people guidance on how they might kind of tweak it. And once that comes through, I'll upload it on the website and they're ready to go. So one of the most difficult parts, but the part that makes it work, is that people have to sit down and research and write their 600 words plus piece in advance. And that's always the most difficult part because, you know, there's never, ever a good time to do it. And we've published a few articles around how to write that article. So rather than, you know, trying to lock yourself away in a room on a day, just you can chip away at it over time. A lot of people, it's funny talking to a lot of people. Some people prefer to almost think about it as they're driving in the car. They let it kind of distill through the mind and then they hit the computer and they write the whole thing in full. But my one big experience is that time doesn't help, and you're better off just to start writing out your blog post. And one of the things I've also found is that once people actually take the time to write something out, it means that once they come on the day, it's really strong and fresh in their mind. That process of actually documenting it and writing it out and makes a big difference how people talk about it on the day. And it means that once they're there on the day, they're not worrying about, you know, what's the next slide going to say in their presentation, that it's a very free-flowing analogue, as Dermot Casey says, conversation. So there's still time. We're still willing to take submissions up until the final week, and then we just kick into logistics with the very complicated spreadsheet that you've kind of covered in advance that almost sounds like a treasure hunt, so people know where to go on the day.
It's amazing. One, I have to say, as an alumnus of Congregation, it's very interesting. The weekend itself is special. The location, Cong, County Mayo, being away from the usual currents, I think, and it gives you a chance to step outside and look at things in a different way and engage with people, I think, in a more intimate kind of a way, I think, Owen. Having said all that, one of the cool things about Congregation is the fact that it lives on before and after the submissions that you've received so far for the innovation-themed event on November 24th. Those are all available to read, the ones you've received so far. They're all available at congregation.ie, as are the ebook versions and the blogged versions of the submissions from all of the previous congregations.
Yeah, so there's probably a couple hundred articles now from the previous years. And I do find myself even going back to some of them, because some of them were quite granular and there was really solid, robust thinking in them. So in ways, they're very good evergreen kind of content that people can kind of go back to. So even if people can't attend on the day, you know, they can interact with the content, they can post, they can connect with people, because the people who attend, I publish all their details. So if somebody's really interested in an article, wasn't able to make it on the day, they could still virtually attend.
Well, I'm looking forward to virtually and physically attending as well, Owen. I'll see you on November 24th in Cong, County Mayo. And on behalf of Black Knight, I wish you the very best of luck with this year's event.
Thank you very much, Con, and thank you very much for sponsoring.